All right, we have come to worship our one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we get into that, how many of you are loving this background here? Yeah. So, this is a time of celebration. You know, whenever we gather like this together, all of us have a story of how good God has been to each one of us. And it's a celebration of who God is. In fact, the psalmist says in Psalm 104, he says, may the glory of the Lord, this is verse 31 onwards, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. And all through the Psalms, we see how the psalmist uses his praise. Yeah, the praise of his lips. He uses this praise as a weapon to silence the enemy. He uses it as, you know, even when he's in deep darkness, he'll say, I will still praise the Lord. Amen. So whether you've had a great week or a difficult week or whatever it is, he is still worthy of praise. And as long as we live, how many of you are alive this morning? Yeah. As long as you have being, the psalmist says, I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to my God. So shall we stand to our feet this morning and let's celebrate this great God, Jesus, and let's sing to him.
Be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Oh, let it rise. Let praise arise. We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. So let it rise, let praise arise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive.
This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like.
like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. Oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. Oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. We'll see you break down.
Be lifted up, the name of praise the Lord be on your lips.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are my strength, my deliverance. You are the high, high tower to which I run.
Sing your own songs to him. Just tell him who he is. If you can't sing, pray it, but don't be silent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Seated. Let's come to the time of breaking bread. We've been singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord," right? Can God stand unholiness? It's a good thing to think about. Titus chapter 3, verse 3. Let's look at that. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. This was our past, isn't it? And we've been singing, God is holy, holy, holy. Actually, He's not supposed to withstand anything of this in our lives. We were all destined to go to hell, in fact, rot in hell. Do you agree? But what happened? The next verse says, but when you finally realized, when you finally repented, God saved you. Is that right? No. Okay, the next verse says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. It's not because of anything that we've done. It's not because of any good work that we have done. Nothing of whatever we have done. It's very important for us to understand this. We know that we hear certain things like, do not look at sin, forget about it, it's all over, it's done, sealed, done forever. No, but you know, time and time again, we need to look back. We can never forget that. When we understand the depth of our sins, the depth of our sinful lives, and from where God picked us up, we wouldn't understand His mercy and grace, right? So at God's appointed time in each of our lives, God met with us. Out of His kindness and love, He met with us and saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. In another version it says, because of His extravagant mercy. Only because of His extravagant love and mercy, He chose us. He chose to forgive every sin of ours. And yes, God did not see any of the good deeds that we did. At the same time, God did not wait for us to clean our mess and then come to Him. But out of His mercy, what did He do? He died for us. He forgave our sins. He nailed all our sins to the cross. He died our death. He took our place. And He put His righteousness on us. And when He looks at us, He looks at that righteousness. And what is our response? Salvation is not just praise God, I am saved. No. I was there once. That's not the end. That's not the end. Titus chapter 3, in the same chapter, verse 8 says, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. This is our response to God. Being saved is not the end. every day is a day for us to work out our salvation. What are these good words that the word is talking about? Works that are pleasing in God's sight. Works that edify the church. Okay? Every day is a challenge for us. We are tempted in different ways. Do you agree? Yes? Yes. In the traffic, like someone said, Sunit, in the traffic, we are tempted to use foul language. How many times did our lips come, you know, to certain sound and stopped, right? And when no one is at home, we are free to do certain things. We are free to see things. You know, every day is a challenge. But are we conquering that? Are we looking at Jesus, seeking His strength to overcome that? That is our response, daily. You know, dying to our flesh daily. That is our response. So I just want all of us to close our eyes as we pray together. This is a very important and intimate moment between us and Jesus. Let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your extravagant love and mercy that you showed upon us when we did not deserve it, Lord. Thank you for not waiting for us to clean our mess. Thank you for taking us while we were still dirty, messy, and stinky, and just washing us, Lord. Thank you for putting your righteousness on us and accepting us as your sons and daughters. Thank you for the hope that you gave us that one day we would be with you in heaven forever and ever. Lord Jesus, as long as we live on this earth, we ask you, Jesus, help us. Help us to do things that please you, Jesus. Give us the strength to overcome everything that we're not supposed to do, Lord. We ask this in the Jesus, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I request the ushers to pass the bread and juice. The bread that is being given represents the body of Christ that was broken on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And the juice represents His blood that was shed on the cross. So if any one of you has not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, please let the elements pass by and please reach out to us to know more about Jesus, His death, His resurrection and salvation.
His faithful to save, oh, His blood.